This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, school may be out for summer, but it's not out forever. And when it comes time to go back in the fall, some kids will have forgotten a lot of what they learned the previous year. More on the summer slump coming up. First, Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez had a tough time remembering things himself during Senate testimony a few months back. He told the committee investigating the firings of 8 U.S. attorneys that he didn't remember or didn't recall a detail or a meeting 71 times, and he often gave a response like this one.
Senator, I can only testify as to what I recall.
If only that worked in my sophomore trig class. All right, so Congress wants to talk to other members of the Bush White House who may know more about how and why those attorneys were fired. Joining us now is Slate's John Dickerson. John, today the president sent a letter invoking executive privilege to keep 2 former members of his staff from testifying to Congress. What did that letter say?
Well, that letter, it went on for 2 pages, but it essentially said, no, you can't talk to them. And it also was a political document, because in it, the president's lawyer essentially slapped the Democrats in Congress on the wrist for their tone and their political discussion in talking about these subpoenas and trying to talk to these 2 White House staffers, former White House staffers.
And these 2 former White House staffers are Harriet Myers and Sarah Taylor. Why did Congress want to subpoena them?
Well, this stems from the congressional investigations into the dismissal last year of the 9 chief federal prosecutors. And the House and Senate Judiciary Committee wanted to talk to Taylor and Myers because the big question is, what role did the White House play in making political calculations that led to the firing of these 9 federal prosecutors?
And the White House said what?
Well, the White House essentially said, no, we're not going to let you talk to them, because there is a fundamental interest of the presidency at stake here. And that is that the president needs to receive candid advice from his advisors, and that those advisors in the future be able to, both for this administration and future ones, be able to speak freely, speak their mind to the president and with others inside the executive branch, and know that someday they won't be called in front of Congress to talk about those discussions.
And the Democrats say it is reasonable. What are they saying? How are they countering that argument?
Well, the Democrats say, yes, it is reasonable. Congress has an oversight function, and that, while Congress can't go fishing in every instance, in this particular one, the stories have been shifting. And every time Congress asks to find out information from the Justice Department, they get kind of a new story. And so in this instance, they say, we're not going on a fishing expedition here. We have 2 very specific people who've been mentioned that we'd like to talk to, and we think it's within the part of our oversight function.
Well, the White House says, yeah, you can talk to them, just you can't talk to them on the record. Why isn't that good enough?
And well, members of Congress say that's not really real, that you can't talk. The White House has said you can't talk to them on the record. There can be no transcripts. It has to be in private. And that members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, say, you know, that's not a serious way to go about business. People have different recollections. In fact, that's what this whole case has been about, is that people's recollections get so fuzzy, and there's nothing more helpful than having an actual transcript where people can be held to account for what they say out loud.
Well, how rare is this showdown over executive privilege? Has this happened before?
Well, it is rare. I mean, the most famous one, of course, is Richard Nixon. And there's a question about politically. The president has since the beginning of the administration, the president and Vice President Cheney have asserted that the executive branch needs to stand firm in its debates with Congress, and have always said, Congress has too much power, and Bush and Cheney want to reassert the power of the executive. But this kind of fight is rare with this administration. It's why this is getting such attention, because there's really a real impasse here between Congress and the White House.
Where does it go next?
Well, according to both sides at the moment, there are not any real serious negotiations taking place. And the question is whether congressional Democrats will seek criminal contempt citations against the White House. And that could lead into a long, protracted court battle.
Slate's chief political correspondent, John Dickerson, thank you very much.
Thank you.